Hello, GWA. It's a sex nerd doing a questionnaire. I'm doing CB's spill it one, although some of these I can't really answer, but whatever. The first one is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? And funny thing is, I really don't have one yet, but I would assume that it would probably be at least 5. Because I'm not going to be too out there, although I will definitely try different things, but I think it would still be pretty true to myself, but that's just me. And this is the one I really wanted to answer, so this is probably why I chose this one, but what's the story behind the username? Because when I joined and was verified, everyone was like, oh, sexy nerds, oh yes. And yes, I'm for that, like, totally and completely, but that's not the story of my username. The story is that I was thinking of what kind of username I wanted, and I picked the sex nerd because when I was 13, I had someone that I liked very, very much and that I was going to marry. So I had decided that in order to be the most perfect woman for that person, I would religiously research sex tips and sex secrets and different ways to pleasure a guy and different ways to do all that shit. So I would be the perfect wife and, like, the perfect girlfriend, and he'd never want to leave me. So that's why I'm a sex nerd, because I researched it, like, religiously all through my 13 to 16-year-old life. 13, 17, and I mean, I still do it now, but yeah. That, I think, is interesting. How many languages do I speak? Well, I speak Pig Latin, which is very sexy. I speak English, obviously. Sometimes I try accents, but I'm not going to try that on this. And I also speak French a little bit because I took it for all 4 years of high school. So, je parle en français, moi ça fait très attractif et séductif, mais mon grammaire c'est très mal. So, that was not really necessarily sexy, but I've been told that it's a nice accent, so especially when I whisper sexy nicknames into people's ears. So yeah. Who is my celebrity lookalike? My celebrity lookalike, when I was a kid, like when I was like maybe 12 or 11, I was told by my mother that one of her coworkers thought I looked like Lindsay Lohan before the drug stuff. And most recently, I've heard a lot of ScarJo, because I used to have short, dark red-brown hair, and I took a picture in a corset or something, and I showed it to someone, and they said that I looked like ScarJo, and now I have blonde hair, and I just similar features, large stuff, and that doesn't, but similar features. Who knows my secrets? I would have to say who really knows my secrets are the people that have spent the most time with me in real life, pretty much, I would say. So that would pretty much be my parents, like my family, and my best friend, and my ex-boyfriend, actually, because I was with him for a long time, so he knows a lot about me. So, my secrets, though, what would I share? I don't know. I think you'd have to get to know me for that one. I'm sorry. What bad habits do I have? Binge eating peanut butter from the jar. Yeah, that's a big one. And just like spontaneous money spending and things, and spontaneous planning of things. Like, I just went somewhere kind of far away recently, and that was not a good idea because I didn't really have the money for it. So. The story of losing your virginity. Actually, mine was all planned out. I told my ex, I said, hey, I'm not gonna have sex with you until you know that you love me, and that you can say I love you and you mean it. So I, once he did that, we, like, literally found a day, and we're like, okay, this is gonna be the day. And then I, like, pulled up my playlist I had already made, and I made dinner, and, like, we watched a movie, and then it just all went really well, actually, and it was quite perfect, and I liked it a lot. I think it was a great first time. How frequently do I have sex with somebody else or with myself? You know, it's funny. I don't really have sex with a lot of other people often, only because I'm kind of weird and choosy and stuff. Even when I have my friends with benefits, we don't see each other enough to like frequently have it, although I would prefer to have it like all the time, because I mean, with my ex-boyfriend, he used to live with me, so we would have sex like every other night, if not every night, if not every morning. So, but with myself, I actually have it a little less. I used to masturbate like crazy when I was a kid, but now I'm just pretty average. So yeah. Okay, what is my biggest regret? God, that's really kind of something I don't know if I want to talk about, because it could be really deep. So I'm just going to leave that one be. I don't know, because I can't think of a good one, so other than something I could probably pull up. But what would you choose as your death row meal? I'm just not going to answer that. I just don't feel like it. My favorite scent. I don't know if this is, like, a distinct enough word or, like, description of a scent, but, like, just musk. Like, a nice musk. Maybe, like, with a little bit of, like, a sweetness. But, like, one of my favorite actual scents, like, that you can purchase is Fierce by Abercrombie & Fitch. I smelled that, like, a million years ago, and just, whenever I smell it, I'm like, oh, there it is. That's my scent. I love that scent. Just depends on everybody else, but, you know, it's good. What do I wear to bed on a regular night? Usually I don't wear anything to bed, to be honest, because that's just now, that's how I do things. On sexy time nights, well, I don't really have those anymore, but I would usually just not wear anything, so it doesn't really change, I don't think. Sometimes I would put on lingerie, but not often. Do I read in bed? You know, I don't read in bed very often. I read outside of my bed. Maybe on my bed, but not, like, while I'm going to bed. Unless you count, like, the internet. Then I read a bunch of stuff in bed. My favorite author, I don't know. That's hard. C.S. Lewis. Let's say C.S. Lewis. So, my most recent sexual encounter was actually, I think, in July or so. I was drunk, and I had some fun with a guy that I met through chat room, but, yeah, that was fun, because I knew him for a couple of months, and it was alright, yeah. Drinking and sex is good. So, the one word that most describes me inside the bedroom or outside the bedroom. Outside the bedroom, I would like to say I'm very energetic. Yes, energetic. And then inside the bedroom, I'm very voracious. I like a lot of stuff. So. I do have tattoos, I do have piercings, I have my lip pierced and my nose pierced, and I have my ears gauged to a zero, and I also have a cartilage piercing. So, yeah, that's all I got right now. I have one tattoo on my right arm, so. Have you ever come without touching your penis or pussy? Yes, because I just found out last night, via looking at our tag thread that ASMR is a thing that is real and scientific and possible. Yeah, I've done that. But it was more of a braingasm. I think I might have came, but I think it was a braingasm more so. But yeah, that was pretty cool. And my record for coming in 24 hours. I think it was like 4 or 5? Maybe 6. Probably 6, maybe. Yeah. I didn't challenge myself. I think it did just happen. We just had a lot of sex. I am a girl. I am very multi-orgasmic. Yes. What is on my sex bucket list? Oh, the thing that is so simple and still has not happened is to have sex in the back of a theater while a movie is playing. Just yes. Just yes, please. And then describe what an orgasm feels like. To me, It feels a lot like a physical thing for me. It's I can feel it inside. It just like kinda it shivers like through my senses. Like I am so not good at describing right now. It feels good. I'm sorry. That's it. Okay, that was my little questionnaire. It was obviously really long, but I'm gonna try and edit it. If not, it's gonna be just a piece of shit. So thank you for listening if you got this far. Thanks.